This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The governor of Maryland has signed an executive order declaring Maryland a sanctuary state for transgender people fleeing other states. The order, signed June 6th by Maryland Governor Wes Moore, requires the state to protect all transgender individuals who are seeking gender-affirming care from other states. It prohibits the use of any resources, incarceration facilities, equipment, workforce time, ink to paper, in enforcing subpoenas targeting transgender individuals and their health care providers from outside Maryland. Maryland is the 12th state to implement such a policy, a measure that is gaining importance as more states opposed to transgender rights aim to limit or criminalize out-of-state care. Because of Maryland's recent health care protections for transgender people on Medicaid in that state, and Maryland's declaration as a sanctuary state, Maryland has become one of the safest states for transgender individuals in the entire United States. Maryland will implement several measures to ensure the safety of transgender individuals. The executive order mandates all state agencies to protect those within Maryland who provide, receive, or assist in travel for gender-affirming care. The order prohibits agencies from sharing medical records and shields all care providers and recipients from being compelled to do so. Additionally, it includes a provision that the governor will not extradite any transgender individuals from the state to others for obtaining gender-affirming care for themselves or transgender youth in Maryland. Finally, it prevents doctors from losing their licenses in Maryland for providing gender-affirming care. Maryland is the 12th state to pass a sanctuary state law for transgender people this year. The first state to pass protective legislation was California. Now, several other states are shielding transgender people and providers from extradition and investigations. Washington, California, Colorado, New Mexico, Minnesota, Illinois, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Washington, D.C., and Vermont. Yellowstone National Park visitors have committed a number of infractions against wildlife lately, endangering wild animals and themselves. While some visitors are simply unaware of how to navigate a wild ecosystem, others go out of their way to harass and harm wildlife. One individual is guilty of the latter multiple times over. Over 2 days earlier last week, an identified young man charged and screamed at multiple Yellowstone black bears. The man's companion took video of him harassing the bears. The videos capture the man's face and the interior of his vehicle and have been sent to Yellowstone officials, who have forwarded the videos to Yellowstone law enforcement. In two separate videos, after shouting at the black bears, the man then turns to whoever is filming to gloat, as he is encouraged to continue committing what is a federal crime. In both conflicts, the harassed black bears flee into the woods. The videos were posted online. Yellowstone visitors must stay at least 25 yards away from all wildlife, including bison, elk, and deer. When viewing predators like bears and wolves, the regulation is to stay at least 100 yards away. Disregarding or flagrantly ignoring them can result in jail time, being banned from the park, fines, injury, and even death. A seventh grader is the winner of a $10,000 National Science Competition prize for discovering how to save bee populations. Rory Hugh says her love for honey inspired her to better understand the global decline of the honeybee population. While there are many things that negatively affect bees, Hugh says exposure to pesticides prevents them from feeding and sustaining the colony. Hugh said, "The pesticides may prevent the bees from being able to do the daily functions of the hive. So, for example, they might get lost on their way to finding food, or they may not be able to remember where the sites that they found food were and not be able to communicate to the other bees where the food was." Hugh found that tea, polyphenols, and caffeine could repair the honeybee's learning and memory. Polyphenols are compounds that stimulate the brain. Hugh said, "This is extremely important because beekeepers can add tea, polyphenols, and caffeine to their sucrose, which could potentially save many honeybee lives." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.